Good morning, everyone. Happy New Year to those I haven't seen yet this year. That's it now. I think we're too far in now to the New Year to say Happy New Year. But last Sunday, as we welcomed in the New Year as Christ's body here, we remembered God's promise that throughout all time, because he sent Emmanuel, God with us, in the darkness will never overcome the light. Because Jesus is the light of the world, the light that keeps on shining. That's why we live and look forward in hope. And we too, as I said last week, are called to shine like stars in the world, as Paul writes to the church at Philippi. But another question I asked was, what happens when we don't feel like shining? When life events threaten to overwhelm us. Somebody said, peace is not the absence of storms. Peace is the presence of God. And so that's what we'll think about today as we pray. In the midst of life's storms, God is there. What have we to fear? In the darkness and terror, God's with us. Of whom shall we be afraid? Rise up, people of God, for you are loved and saved. Thanks be to God who cares deeply for us. Amen. And so we'll sing number 59, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine.
Thank you.
Let's come to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the joy of coming into your house this morning. We thank you for the joy of being able to join together, Lord, as we have Zoom. And we thank you, Lord, for those who will hear your message later. Lord, it is a joy and a privilege to come and to worship you this morning. We thank you that you've been with us through this last week in all that it has thrown at us. We thank you for keeping us safe. We thank you, Lord, that we have homes and warmth, most of us, Lord. And we just thank you that we can have that attitude of gratitude as we come and give you all the praise and the glory. Lord, as we celebrated at Christmas time, we give you thanks for Jesus, your Son, for all that he will tell us, Lord, through his ministry, for all that your Holy Spirit, Lord, will show us through your word. Lord, we thank you that we have your word. If we want to know anything about you and who you are, Lord, we just have to open the Bible and see. Lord, we thank you that it's not just a book of words, but it is the living word. And Lord, that you want us to know more about you, how much you love us, what you've done for each one of us, how you know each one of us intimately. We thank you for the restoration of our relationship with you through Jesus. We thank you that through him, through his death and his resurrection, Lord, that we have that hope of eternal life with you forever. Lord, as these dark days threaten to overwhelm us, we just perhaps spend more time, Lord, thinking about the things that we have to be joyful about and not the things, Lord, that would make us grumpy and upset. Lord, sometimes when we don't feel ourselves, we just think of all the negative things, Lord, and we don't look to the positive. We don't look to you. And yet your word tells us throughout, Lord, that we have nothing to fear, that we would just fix our eyes on Jesus. And he would show us his way, your way of love. Lord, we're sorry for those times when we don't listen. Perhaps for the times that we don't see you in those around us, that we judge with our own eyes, and that we don't see people as you see them. Lord, may our thoughts be your thoughts. May we seek your way and your purpose. Lord, as we come this morning, and again, we have so much on our minds. Sometimes, Lord, life's events and world events become so overwhelming that we don't know what to do next. Lord, we particularly pray this morning for the people in LA and surrounding areas that have been affected by the wildfires. Lord, I don't think any of us can comprehend the total devastation that we see in those pictures. People's homes and lives, Lord, completely in disarray. As somebody said a few weeks ago, they would have been celebrating Christmas, your birth in their homes. And now, Lord, there is nothing left. But Lord, we just pray that people would come together. We thank you, Lord, for those who are risking their lives to rescue those, Lord, who are stranded, to save what they can. And Lord, we just pray that you would be with them all through this time of devastation. Lord, we do ask for peace in our world. We keep praying for peace, Lord, and we know that because of our human nature, it's very difficult, Lord, that we can live side by side in the way that you created us to. But Lord, I just pray again that you would be with the people, Lord, who are in the midst of conflict and war. For the people who seek peace, Lord, for those again who risk their lives to bring peace. Lord, we pray for our Christian sisters and brothers all over the world, Lord, who are still being persecuted for their faith. We particularly bring to you those people in Nigeria, Lord, who are being targeted at this time. And particularly over the Christmas period, Lord, as it was obvious that they were celebrating your birth. I just pray, Lord, that you would Give them your strength and your power to stand strong in their faith. And Lord, as we come to our own congregations, Lord, to our own needs, Lord, as we lost one of our friends this week, we just pray, Lord, and give thanks for the life of Vera, and we just pray for her family at this time. You would draw close to them, Lord, and give them your peace and your comfort. We thank you, Lord, that we can support one another through our times of grief and loss, through our times of happiness and joy. So, Lord, we thank you that as we continue on, that, Lord, we do so in your strength and in your love and in your guidance, Lord, that you would show us your way. So, Lord, I just pray now that you would bless each one of us as we continue to listen to what you have to say to us this morning. Amen. Let's say the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And so we continue as we sing number 760, Trust and Obey.
Thank you.
Our reading this morning is going to be taken from the book of Luke and Luke's account of Jesus' ministry in Galilee has alternated stories which reveal Jesus' character and expectations for his followers with calls for his hearers to follow him. Throughout the gospel we have different things, and later on in Luke 8 to 9, it gives stories about faith people showing after engaging with him in different ways. As we get into Luke 8 itself, it includes parables, the parable of the sower and the lamp under the jar. And these illustrate the importance of hearing Jesus' message with a mind to believe and obey. And as we narrow it down into the latter part of Luke chapter 8, it presents different faith reactions when Jesus' life, power and authority elicit questions about his identity. And so in our reading this morning, the theme continues. The disciples have heard Jesus' message and now they witness his power over the uncontrollable power and chaos of the stormy sea. Thank you, Sally.
Today's reading is taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 8, verses 22 to 25, and it's on page 1037. Jesus calms the storm. One day, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake." So they got into a boat and set out. As they sailed, he fell asleep. A squall came down on the lake, so the boat was being swamped and they were in great danger. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we're going to drown." He got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters, and the storm subsided, and all was calm. "Where is your faith? He asked the disciples. In fear and amazement, they asked one another, "Who is this? He commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him."
When Jesus calms the storm, the disciples must decide what it means and who Jesus is. And so must we. And we'll think about that in a moment. But first we'll sing number 712. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for those beautiful words. But may they not just be words that we have sung, Lord, but that we would remember, that we would turn our eyes to you in all circumstances and situations. Because, Lord, you are near and you love each one of us. So, Lord, may you just bless us as we hear your word to us this morning. Amen. Last week, as I was sharing the joy of a starry night, my awe at the images of the sun taken by the probe, the beauty of Venus, so I was told, over a crescent moon. This week, we've seen the extremes of the power of the weather and natural disasters. As we freeze in sub-zero temperatures and become, as I said to somebody, like Bambi on ice on our untreated roads and pavements, I don't think any of us can fail to be moved by the total destruction we're seeing in Los Angeles and surrounding areas. The total devastation of wind-driven fire destroying everything in its path, and leaving thousands fleeing and homeless. I was struck by the interview with the Ukrainian woman on Thursday. I don't know if anyone else heard it. She'd had to leave her home country of Ukraine. She'd only been in LA 4 months. Did anyone else hear it? And her life is once again in turmoil. And so the interviewer asked, "What are you going to do?" What a question, when you're surrounded by all that. She replied, "I don't know, but I won't give up." I thought, wow, all that woman's going through, been through, is about to go through. And so our thoughts and prayers continue to be with all of them and those serving to, with their own lives, to help those in trouble. I may not be facing anything as extreme as that, but as I said last week, sometimes I don't feel very much like shining or feel very shiny. I didn't even put my shiny jumper on this morning. There are times when life overwhelms us, when thoughts threaten to drown me, and all I want to do is, as I said last week, hibernate until spring. Still thinking about it. Our worries may pale into insignificance against such major events, but they are still our worries. And although we know and we try to hand them over to God, we still react in our human ways. I often say there's a song about everything. Someone will say something and my brain pings in with a line of a song. Yeah? It's quite worrying, isn't it, if you burst into song in front of somebody, but do it anyway. Sing as if no one's listening. As I was preparing this preach this week, I had the words of "Don't worry, be happy." And that's the earworm that I offer to you this morning. I won't be singing it. Most of you know it. If you don't, you soon will. It's a bouncy, catchy little number. If you know it, then it says, "In life we have some trouble." Sorry, "In every life we have some trouble. But when you worry, you make it double. Because when you frown, your face will frown. And that will bring everybody down." That's true. And then he says, "Here, I'll give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I will make you happy." And then as it goes out, it says, "Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this. Don't worry. It will soon pass, whatever it is." Now, aren't you pleased I didn't sing that to you? But the song, "Don't Worry, Be Happy," is a powerful and enduring message of hope and positivity. Its simple but profound lyrics remind us to find joy in the present moment. The modern lingo says, "Be present in the present." Isn't that what we need now? Comfort, encouragement, and hope, all of which are promises fulfilled through Jesus Christ. What songs do you sing when it's dark? Darkness and storms are words that are associated with life's difficulties. Darkness has been used to describe depression, worries, problems, doubts. Storms include bereavement, ill health, job worries, family concerns, persecution, disappointment, loneliness, and other complications. A problem, any problem, can sometimes threaten to overwhelm us when we often seek, as I said before, to sort it out ourselves rather than turning to our Lord in prayer. But as we sang earlier, God has already placed a song in our hearts. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. It's the spiritual equivalent of don't worry, be happy. Our reading this morning from Luke is one of those stories that's also recorded in Matthew and Mark. And I always say if it's been recorded in multiple Gospels, it's one to take notice of, although it's short. It tells us of the effects of the strong winds. To some of you, it may be familiar. I remember from my Sunday school days, songs of such as When It's Stormy. We used to sing, when it's stormy, when it's stormy, when it's stormy all around. And then with Christ in the vessel, we can smile at the storm. Both complete with actions. And yes, I do still remember them. Don't remember what I had for dinner yesterday, but I remember the actions to the song. If ever you get asked to explain Jesus' humanity and his divinity, how he can be both man and God, then use this passage. We see right at the very beginning that it's evening, as Mark records, and Jesus needs some rest. He urges the disciples to take him to where there are less crowds. A Galilean fishing boat can accommodate approximately 15 people, but we don't know how many of his disciples were in that boat or one of the others. We could conclude that it was at least four fishermen who would have been, we think, used to storms. Those of you who have been on the Sea of Galilee or have read about it will know that due to its shape and geography, it's shaped a bit like a harp, a windstorm is not uncommon and can just happen unexpectedly and ferociously. And that's what we have here. In the Greek, Matthew uses the word seismos to describe the great storm, which means a violent shaking and the winds created by it that shock the boat. The storm that night even tested the hardened fishermen, and they were terrified. Their fear is greater than their confidence. Now, one thing I've always asked when I read this passage is, how did Jesus manage to sleep through that storm? It tells us that he was in a deep sleep on a cushion. And that's what Mark tells us from Peter's own eyewitness account. But here is where we see Jesus' humanity. He is exhausted, so exhausted that they have to wake him. Have you ever been woken by a storm and then said to someone else, did you hear it? And they said, no. I know for those of you who can take your ears out, then that's obvious. Or maybe you've been the one who's managed to sleep through it. In their fear, the disciples interpret this as Jesus not caring. I'm sure we can all empathise with their situation when we've hit out at others who fail to see what we're going through. In reality, Jesus' sleep is peaceful because he knows that God is with him. Luke simply records he got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters. The storm subsided. Mark records, Jesus said to the storm, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was great calm. And here we see Jesus' divinity. He can command the forces of nature. He has sovereign control over the whole world. And then Jesus turns his attention to the disciples, and I always say, by default, to us. Each of the gospel writers record his questions slightly differently, but Jesus seeks an answer to their fear. Where is your faith? Have you no faith? You of little faith. Matthew records that the word Jesus has used doesn't mean no faith at all. It actually draws out that it's ineffective, defective, or deficient. Their lack of faith reminds us that even those who lived and walked with Jesus, who saw his miracles, heard his message, still found it difficult to be 100% faith-filled all the time. In that way, the disciples were a lot like us. And we learn that the antidote to fear is faith, which is trust in Jesus. Their response to all that they had witnessed was, "Who is this?" In their fear, which turned to wonder and amazement, Jesus calls his disciples to a clearer understanding of who he is. And sometimes it takes a storm. And that promise is what we hold on to. Jesus is able to rescue us from the storms of everyday life, illness, family concerns, job worries, trials, and even, as Paul records in Corinthians, the sting of death. During our service, we deliberately sang "Trust and Obey," which was written after a meeting held by D.L. Moody. It's recorded that it was written after a response during a testimony meeting when a young man replied, "I am not quite sure, but I'm going to trust and I'm going to obey." It was jotted down and sent to Samus, who is the author of the hymn, who is said to have composed the lines of the refrain upon receiving the letter. "Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey." Jesus calmed the water and then led the disciples to deeper faith. Likewise, Jesus invites us to trust him in our storms. Sometimes he miraculously stills the wind and the waves. Sometimes he does something equally miraculous. He steadies our hearts and helps us to trust him. He asks us to rest in the belief that he has the power to say to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Faith in Christ is never misplaced. If he can calm the storms of the sea with these words, he can calm the storms of life as well. Someone said, "The storm that you are in right now will pass. Have faith." Sometimes we're in the midst of something we think we're the only ones that are in it or to have ever experienced it, and that everyone else is having a jolly nice time, that you can feel forgotten, or worse, that your grieving time should be over now, or that people have stopped listening to you, or your problem should have been resolved itself. People are fickle, but God is not. But we must remember that Jesus does not always prevent them, but he has promised never to leave us nor forsake us. He will keep us calm in the storm. Many of us will be dealing with storms right now. Our Lord never promised that we would never see a storm in this life. In fact, he told us to expect trouble. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that life will be without storms and darkness. It does, however, tell us repeatedly that we do not walk alone. God's word encourages us to look upward, to turn our eyes upon Jesus. Someone said, it is better to be in a storm with Jesus than anywhere else without him. In our anxiety, we may cry out to our seemingly indifferent Lord, don't you care about my problems? And Christ, completely in control of every circumstance, gently and lovingly rebukes us for failing to exercise faith. He urges us to trust his almighty and all-wise sovereignty. When God is with us, we are safe for time and eternity. God never promised us life would be easy, but he does promise this. He is bigger than any storm that we will face in this world, and he's always working for our good, even in the places where we can't see, even in the circumstances that we don't fully understand. He is with us right in the middle of all that we will walk through. So don't focus on the storm that you're in right now, but focus on Jesus and his daily blessings so we can move on and pass the storm with joy. Our hope is anchored in Jesus, and he gently whispers, I am with you. You are not alone. Don't worry. As I said, God has already placed a song in our hearts. Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Amen. Let's pray. Someone said, if the storm you are facing has blocked out the sun, rise above all the clouds and sail on. Thank you, Lord, you are the sun. That through every weakness and hard place, your strength is displayed in our lives. We can't do it on our own, but you can through us. Your power is mighty within us. You are our helper and our strength. We praise you, God, for you go before us and cover us from behind. You walk beside us and make our footsteps firm. You are our protector and defense. We never have to fear that we're alone. Thank you for your powerful presence surrounding us. We renew our focus on you this day. And thank you in advance for all that you will do. We love you. We need you, and we choose to look to you today and every day. Amen. So we'll sing what I always call the Boys Brigade hymn, number 770. Will your anchor hold in the storms of life?
Thank you.
Boys Brigade motto is steadfast and sure. So if you don't remember anything else I said this morning, remember steadfast and sure. Let's pray. Keep your mind fixed on Christ, your heart on his glory, your eyes on his purpose, and your ears on his voice. Be filled with the Spirit as people of God. Amen. I just want to sit for a minute. For those of you that have read the diary, you can see we have an action-packed week this week. For those of you who haven't, I'll talk to you later. But we do have our church meeting on Wednesday, so the agenda will come out. If for any reason you can't make it, remember there is only one reason, then please give your apologies to Michelle. And on Saturday, we have our event for Hope for Children. So if you haven't already booked your place and your ticket, please see Jo. You'll be more than willing to write your name on her list. Ta-da! Thank you. God bless.